On this episode of the podcast, Sacco argues why we should have let Nazi Germany conquer all of Europe, and I'll argue why the fascist regime is bad. What up, guys?
They're not fascists.
Oh, God.
Do you think ADD and ADHD is a real thing that needs to be medicated with pills? Because I do not.
You know,
I think it's a lazy society's way of dealing with hyper kids.
So, in my personal opinion, I really don't like pills, especially at a young age. It affects the mind, it affects comprehension, it affects development and growth. And that's proven, and I don't like it. For a lot of kids, it really helps them in school. It helps them learn. It helps them get good grades. It helps them progress faster. But I don't think it helps them at a social level, which corresponds with an economic level. And like
Empanadas.
Like, it doesn't help them in future when they go to get jobs and stuff like that. And I take that from personal experience. Like, I don't think I'd develop the fucking... I started taking fucking Adderall when I was in sixth grade. And, I mean, a lot of people probably started taking that way before I did.
Yeah.
But I thought that fucking held back my social development. Like, I only communicated with people...
I'm sure it did. Look at you now.
Like, fucking, yeah. I only communicated with people that I was super close with. I had fucking, like, two wicked close friends and everybody else, like, I just didn't want to fucking talk to. And not because, like...
That's how I am now.
Not because, like, I don't like people or something like that. It was because I fucking just, like, I don't know what the fuck to say. I don't know what the fuck to say, so get the fuck away from me. Like, and I still did tons of shit. Like, I had tons of extracurricular activities outside of school that I loved. But, basically my opinion on it is it can be good to help, like, certain kids in certain situations, but I feel like there's an age limit on it. Like, there's a certain age where it's just way too young to give a kid, and it's going to affect the mind in an adverse way that's not good, and it slows development, and they have to consider the adverse effects of these fucking medications they're giving people, because they'll give it to anybody because it's fucking money, and these parents will play anything to fucking get their kids to fucking calm down and get good grades. You know what I mean?
I think the problem is our society normalizing medicating children and pharmaceutical companies' willingness to profit off of those children.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that a lot of these kids that had ADHD or ADD or whatever the fuck, back in school, I think it's human beings learn in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Joe, you agree with that?
Yeah.
You agree with that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think you have some students that are great for a classroom environment, sitting at a desk all day, but I think there are other kids that are just as intelligent, but that's just not their learning style.
That's
why the Aggie was great. But like, they're more like hands on. They like to be moving around, not just sitting there, like, being lectured to. I think that's, and I think it's literally just a lazy society's way of dealing with it, being like, oh, we're going to basically drug these kids so they will sit here and shut up and listen.
Yeah, I mean, it does that at the end of the, I mean, at the end of the conversation, that's what it does. But, I mean, it does also help them. It helps them to learn. And it helps them to retain information and stay focused on what's happening in class. But it does have all that those adverse effects that these parents don't want for their kids, and a lot of them probably ignore at the time, right?
Yeah, probably.
You know, it probably makes it easier for the parents too when the kids come home and they have to fucking take care of the house and feed them and fucking do whatever the hell else they have to do after they get home from work, which they're already stressed from.
Yeah.
And if they give them a pill and they'll sit there and fucking shut up and sit on the couch, they're fucking happy with that. Which is a whole nother fucking problem.
What is?
Just that, like... Oh, boy. How do we go about this? You come home, you have a fucking kid, and you've worked all day fucking long. You have like a 4-hour span between the time you get home and the time you get to bed to feed your kid and fucking entertain them and get whatever you need to get done for the next day and then go to bed.
Right.
Which is not a very fucking long space of time to take care of that shit. if your kids has ADHD or ADD and they're not on that medication, they're a whole fucking handful to take care of in that time span while you're trying to do all this other shit.
I just thought of something.
Yeah.
Joe, see if you can find, like, a graph displaying when medication for ADD and ADHD start becoming prevalent. Sokka, what do you think about this theory that back in the day, through all of history up to, like, 1960s, really, a married couple, usually the woman would be at home while the man was working. And she'd be doing, like, household stuff, taking care of the kids. Do you think there's a correlation between having a two working parents and having children with what society would deem mental problems like ADHD and ADD, stuff like that?
Probably, because, like, if there's a mother home all day or a father, it doesn't make a difference to me who's just home.
There's someone home. Like, they're not by themselves during daycare.
It doesn't matter if it's the male or the female. Someone's the breadwinner and someone takes care of the house. Like, in that world, the house is taken care of. Like, everything's under control. The kids have entertainment. They're cared for. They're fed.
They also eat better.
They eat better
because there's home
more
cooking.
There's more time spent with them. Whoever is the breadwinner, when they come home, they don't have to worry about doing whatever they have to do. Like, yeah, they might have to do a few things, but they don't have to do as much because their husband or wife has been home all day doing whatever needs to be done.
Yeah.
But yeah, that makes perfect sense to me, and I think my dad's a pretty good example of that because, like, his mother stayed home pretty much as well. She worked in a factory for a while. I don't know how long she stayed there. She was a seamstress, and my grandfather was a carpenter.
Did she work at a loom?
No. So she'd be part of, like, an assembly line. So she would basically, like, say if a shirt came by, she'd sew a certain part of the shirt on and send it off to the next person. They sew the next part of the shirt on. It's kind of how I understand how it went.
Okay. So it wasn't like, you know, like an 1820s loom. Like a woman making a quilt.
There might have been some part of that that was like that. But it was a factory, pretty much. And that was deemed women's work back in those days because my grandmother was born in 1929 or something.
Isn't
that
hilarious that working in a factory was women's work?
There's certain factories that were women's work and there's certain factories that were men's
true.
Work.
That's true.
But anyway, what my dad says was he was growing up. I mean, my dad has ADD. There's no fucking doubt about it. His doctor diagnosed him with it. He got medication for it for work and stuff like that. But he was like, when I was little, they didn't give me any medication for it. The teachers just called me fucking retarded, and I kept doing my work. Like, you know what I mean?
He did all right.
He was like, they were like, yeah, you're fucking stupid. I don't know what the hell to fucking do with you. And, like, for some kids that fucking didn't work. I mean, it didn't work too well for my dad. But I mean, he made it through life pretty well. I mean, like, he did pretty good with money as a salesman for a long time, and then he never graduated college. He did college for 6 years and never graduated. But yeah, it's a pretty tough debate. But at the end of the day, I think there's got to be a cutoff for where it's like, my only cutoff for it is really just like, where is this going to affect this child's development into an adult? You can't give it to him before that happens. Because, like, it doesn't matter what their grades are, what their parents are dealing with, what's going on in class. Like, they have to figure that stuff out because that's part of who they are, and that's part of who they're developing into to figure that out and how they're going to survive in the world. But if you're just on medication all the time and then, like, someday that fucking medication runs out or something like that, what the fuck do they do then?
Mm-hmm.
Or they're just, like, this undeveloped fucking zombie or something. I mean, like, that's extreme. But, yeah. You know what I'm saying, pretty
much. Yeah, no, they have severe social problems. So Joe pulled up the increase in diagnoses. ADHD cases began to climb significantly in the 1990s. The factors behind it, maybe doctors were able to diagnose ADHD more efficiently, more parents were aware of ADHD and are reporting their children's symptoms, more children were actually developing ADHD.
See, that just seems like a bunch of bullshit to me off the bat.
That sounds like some fucking... sounds like communist propaganda. No, see, I'm just kidding.
No, but they just... Like, it's probably an issue that they created a name for. You know, attention deficit disorder. Attention hyperactive disorder, whatever.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, you know. And they started medicating people for it. Kids in particular.
Do you think it's from the chemtrails by the government?
It could very well be.
We're going down some conspiracy theory paths now.
Sure. Before we get to there, I just thought, what's your thought on fucking governments fucking implementing this shit in child development and stuff?
Like what? What do you mean?
That was the next thing we're going down, right?
Like vaccines?
Yeah.
How they cause autism?
Oh, boy. Is that where you were going?
No, I just said that now. I don't think vaccines cause autism, but... No, I don't know.
A big thing
for me, whenever people bring up crazy conspiracy theories about the government doing all these crazy things, I just like to remind them, think about how goddamn incompetent the government is. Think about how slow they move and how inefficient the government is.
Yeah.
You really think the government can pull off some crazy schemes like that? Now, private companies, I could see trying some shit. But, like, government, especially our government, a Republican government, dude, the way it's set up makes it so goddamn hard to do anything, which is good. But... I don't think the government's doing anything. I don't think the government should be trusted, but I don't think they're doing shit to, like...
No, there's great lines by somebody that says, fucking, like, if you're with the government, if you trust the government, then you're against the people. Like, the people should always be against the government.
Yeah, much. I agree with that.
They should always side against...
You should
against
always them. Be fearful of the government.
Be fearful of them. You should always have separate ideas that they have. Like, they need to be against them.
Unless Thomas Jefferson's running the country.
Oh, man.
Then I'm on
board.
He's
the man.
He's the best founding father. I love Jefferson.
Yeah, I was reading a little bit about him the other day. And I was so happy fucking reading into the stuff he was saying. I was like, yep, he's the man. Him. I love Washington, too.
I love Washington, too. Washington's different, though. You know what I mean?
Cause he's stoic.
Well, he's stoic, but, like, he's not... He is one of the founding fathers. But, like, he's not one of the people who, like, created our founding documents and, like, the system of government. You know what I mean? Like, he's a founding father because he led the Continental Military...
Yeah.
In beating off the British.
Right.
You know, like, he's not, it's a different, he's like a different, in a different type of category than, like, Jefferson or Adams or, like, James Madison, stuff like that. Like, I feel like he's in a different category because, I mean, no, I guess you could argue with him being the first president that he probably does fall into that category. But, I'm not sure, though. I don't know if I feel like he's a little bit different than the other ones.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, like, I feel like
he's definitely different. I mean, like.
Well, I mean, he's part of the aristocracy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, actually, a lot of them were.
I mean,
Right,
but I mean, him becoming president is basically showing how important a leader in war was in that time compared to just a diplomat. You know
and
I mean?
He was. They decided to elect him president. Well, they wanted him to run for president because. After the war, the Revolutionary War, all the separate states were, like, arguing amongst themselves and weren't getting along well. So the Founding Fathers were like, who can we have be in charge? Who will unite the colonies or the states? And it was Washington because he was the leader of the military. And,
right.
And I think that's a big reason why. I think that's the reason why he became the president. It was because he, in a fragile baby republic, he was able to hold it together.
Yeah.
And let it put roots down and stabilize itself before it tore itself apart.
Right.
Because, like, you could easily see states going to war with each other.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, without a doubt. Maybe not, like, over stupid things. You know what I mean? Like, it wouldn't be, like, over dumb stuff, but, like, legitimate things, like, over trade problems, stuff like that. It's like, you could see, you know, Massachusetts declaring war on, like, New York or something like that. Or on Rhode Island. Things of that nature. But... Yeah, no, I think that's why Washington was elected. Random segue, but...
Let's hear it.
If you had to die in any way, how would you choose?
If I had to die in any way? So the first thing I thought is I want to be fucking impaled by a spear in the middle of battle. But I want to keep going until I die. It's like fucking 300 when the fucking captain gets impaled with the spear and he just kills keeps like
cutting Persians apart.
Yeah. I don't know why some reason that fucking resonates with me, but like just first thought, that's what I think of. But obviously I'd want to live a fucking full life. I mean, who doesn't want to live a full life, you know? How about you?
You know what's funny? The first thing that came to my mind, too, was dying in the front line of a Roman legion.
Yeah.
Fighting, like, the Germans or something. Or, fighting, I don't know, anybody. Fighting the Carthaginians or some shit like that. I don't know, I think that'd be cool, but, so I'm completely stealing this from, the Two Bears, One Cave podcast.
Okay.
Which one of us do you think is going to die first?
Oh, boy.
Or do you think Joe's going to die first?
I don't know. Let's just keep it between us two first.
Okay.
And then we'll decide if Joe's going to die first. If Joe dies first, it's going to be some ridiculous accident.
Yeah.
That is true. It's probably true.
Probably.
It'll
be while he's getting, like, dominated in bed or something. And, like... You know, she'll pull it too tight and break his windpipe.
Oh, my God. Personally, I have this strong belief within myself that I'm living to 100. But...
Not at... Wait, for him or for him?
For me. Like, that's... But...
Soccer's not living to 100.
I would love that.
Oh, yeah.
And that's, like... I would enjoy that. I have no control. I don't know if... I have a little bit of control, but I don't have super control over that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'd like to think I'm living longer than you.
I don't think so at all. I think I'm easily going to outlive you.
Really?
I think you're going to get crushed by something.
By what?
I don't know. Something heavy. Because you're out here being Mr. Strongman, fucking, like, cutting down trees and doing all this sort of shit.
Not anymore. Like, I'm fucking just telling people to do that shit. Yeah, but you do it on
your own
time,
though. Fucking your own bit. Stuff. I could easily see you, or like,
I'm super careful with that shit. I'm fucking.
I could.
That is true.
Totally see Sacco like cutting your fucking face off with a chainsaw. Or so, speaking of chainsaws, what's the deal with my chainsaw?
I keep every time I go in my shed, I keep looking at it. I'm like, oh, I gotta fix that for James. And I was like, oh, later.
You've had it for like 2 weeks, dude. I need to cut stuff down.
I know. Fucking. I gotta dedicate some time.
Either that or just let me borrow one of your chainsaws so I can cut some shit down.
Okay, I can do that.
Like, I just need I need a chainsaw, that's all.
When you cut them down?
Bushes.
Yeah. I got my sawzall.
What?
Sawzall. Do quick work of it.
What is that?
The road saw. Road saw.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Never mind.
But you think I'm going to die in some tragic accident.
Oh, I think you're going to get crushed. I think it's going to be awful. Like, crushed or pinched. Like, remember when you're using machines and there's pinch warnings and stuff? Like, or I could see, like, your shirt getting caught in something. Like a chipper or something, and you get pulled off.
Or that video, remember the dude that was topping a tree and it came back on him?
Oh, fucked him up. God, that's fucking horrible.
Hey, no fucking thanks.
Oh yeah,
I'm all set with that jazz.
And the worst part was we would be there while Sacco's getting pulled into the chipper, and I would try to grab his arms to pull him out, and I wouldn't be able to fight the strength of the chipper, and he'd go in feet first, and it'd be awful.
Yeah, that sounds that would be awful.
Joe would be picking up leaves behind the chipper and just get covered in fucking gore.
Nah,
it's awesome. Like, oh, jelly came out of the sky.
Who threw a can of jelly?
Joe gets pissed initially. He's like, who sprayed me with something?
Who's the asshole?
Fucking Socko's watch is on the ground next to you. You're like, what the hell? Fucking
just the watch makes it through.
Yeah, I don't know. How am I gonna die?
How are you gonna die? I think you're just gonna be like, by the time you die, you're just like, either you're just gonna be a bitter fucking old man in your house, and like, the world's gonna change so much, and you're gonna hate everything. You're gonna want to die so bad,
but you won't.
Dude, think about
that
what
is
I'm
your torture.
Dude, think about what I'm like now. Dude, when I'm like in my 60s, oh my god, like Millennials Part 2 will be alive at that point. And they'll be like, I don't even know. I don't know what they'll be doing.
I mean, it could get better.
No.
It could. Never know. We could hit you could be alive when we hit rock bottom.
That'd be kind of great.
That would be cool.
You'd be so angry. You're just going to be mad all the time.
But then you would see, like, there's the true American. Like,
everyone pulling themselves up and surviving. I'm just starving.
There's no more government.
Asking people to help me. I used to be in the military. Like, fuck off, old man.
Oh, if there was nowhere government, he'd be the happiest person in the world. He'd probably just jump off a cliff in happiness.
I might just sacrifice myself. Be great.
But no. Actually, yeah, that's probably the most. Yeah, I'm predicting
you think suicide is
no. I'm thinking you're just gonna be a bitter old man and die at like 84 or something like that.
I can't see you doing something like. Like him, he's a tree climber and all that stuff. Like, there's accidents in that. But, like, I can't see you doing something that would be, like, high probability of accidents.
Yeah, you protect yourself pretty well.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you shoot, like, you're at the gun range and... Yeah.
That might be something that happens.
I could get hammered. Sneeze. When I move to New Hampshire and I shoot in my backyard, I'll have one of my sneezing attacks. Boom! And... Katie comes out. I'm just laid out in the back. Yeah, brains everywhere.
Or you might be like 50 or something like that when the government decides to take everybody's guns away or something, and you just...
Oh, dude, the boogaloo would be starting.
You'd be like one of the first ones to go because they come to take your guns, and you just have a massive shootout. And
I'd be fucking fighting to the very end. Yeah. As the cop pushes the door open and the tripwire goes off and sets off the mine that I have attached to the door. they go to run out the back door and fall into my punji stick trap. Like, I'm in the tree naked, covered in jelly.
Jelly?
I'm just like, fuck you, feds! Oh, covered God. In jelly, but with a tri-corner hat on.
Yes. Fantastic.
Oh, God.
That'd be pretty funny.
What, how would we kill Joe?
Joe?
Hey, how come I...
If we were going to kill Joe...
You have to kill me.
How would you want to do it? If we were going to kill Joe, like if we were enraged at him for some reason, or if we were just fucked up and we wanted to kill him.
You couldn't.
How would you want to kill him?
Oh, boy. I don't know.
I feel like Joe would definitely put up a scrap. He's a scrappy motherfucker. Maybe like,
dark as a
maybe like slow doses of poison to get him real weak. Like, over time.
I think we should get on a boat and chum the water and have Joe jump in.
Oh, my God, just push him off the
back
of the boat.
Just do circles around Joe until the sharks get him.
I do love sharks.
Yeah.
If there was a way, that would be the way.
So Joe could get eaten because, let's be honest, none of us want to fight Joe.
If I had to go out, it would be shark or bear attack.
Bear attack.
That would be pretty badass.
I don't know. I'd rather...
It would suck, but I mean...
You know what?
I feel like a shark could kill you faster.
I know what I
think so.
I mean, it could drown
you. They could like bite you in half.
You know what? Yeah. I'd rather the shark.
I'd rather a shark too.
The bear, like you have this like glimpse of hope because you're on land. You can do
that's
stuff.
My thing. No, hold on. If you're guaranteed to die, I'd rather get eaten by a shark. if it's would you rather get attacked by a shark or attacked by a bear, I'm going to pick the bear because I might be able to fight him off. I might be able to stab him or bite him.
That's true.
He might be able to
fight. Yeah, most people, when they fight off the shark, they lose a limb.
What type of shark? A great white?
Well, let's say, then it depends on the shark.
I mean, like, most
I'm talking about a shark that will kill you, not like a fucking...
Megalodon. I would love to die by a megalodon.
Just you eaten by a thing?
No, that'd be horrible.
Be the first person.
Oh, all that'd right, be the so, worst way to die. You wouldn't even die when he ate you. You die when you hit his stomach acid and melt slowly.
I think that would still be cool.
Or you get shredded by the teeth first.
True.
Maybe dead.
Yeah, because they got like those, seconds. A shit ton of rows of teeth.
Like that
they probably wouldn't have to bite you, though.
The tooth would go through you. The one tooth would go...
Yeah, they could probably just swallow you whole.
They could, but they might not. Fucking Segway. Fucking, I saw this
video.
We
don't have to say Segway every time.
I like it, though. I like it. Not the little
sound effects every time.
Not the little two-pedal thing with the Revy shit on it. Fuck that shit.
Oh, Segway. Jesus, that's okay. What I was like, wait, this is the Segway? You know those things with the two wheels?
You know those things with the wheels?
Fuck that shit. I saw someone riding around on like a one-wheeled one of those.
A unicycle?
No. It looks like it looks like a hoverboard, but there's one wheel in the middle.
Yeah, it's like it's just the skateboard, but the wheels in the center doing its own thing.
People got to make up all these dumb things.
Right?
But anyway, there were these videos of people on like surfboards and canoes and stuff like that, or just swimming in the water, and not like fucking things that would eat like big fish or anything like that, but like fucking like the baleen fucking whales would come up, and they're massive, and they come up and they go up and get krill, but their mouths come up like right next to them. They're massive, they're huge, like a gray whale or blue whale come up out of the water and get all these krill and fish and stuff and close like right next to them, and they're like, holy fuck. Like,
I've always wanted to see that.
It was like a what if on that, and like if you got swallowed by one of those things, what would happen? And basically, it said that one of those animals doesn't have the ability to digest a person because they only digest small things. But like, it's terrifying. There was one where this girl was on a surfboard.
What would you do?
Crawl out.
I guess no. They can't even get you into their fucking their stomach, so you can't even get to the stomach acid. So like, they'd probably spit you out before they choked or something like that. You know what I mean? Or you get out because
they blow you out their blowhole.
Yeah.
Find a nickel for every time someone showed me their blowhole.
But it was terrifying. Imagine just sitting on a surfboard like 20 feet out and like fucking six fucking gray whales come out of the water and just come up and close their mouths right next to you, and there's these massive things. Like, oh my god! What am I gonna do?
Whales are scary, man.
But
you ever see them with when they do that bubble circle to trap all the fish in?
Yeah.
That stuff's cool.
I haven't. What is it?
It's just a bubble. They like make a bubble to keep all the little shrimp and stuff in one area, and then they come up and they eat you.
Dude, I kill for some shrimp right now.
I love shrimp. Shrimp's great.
I had shrimp for lunch.
Really?
New England fried shrimp from the 99.
Ooh.
But anyway, they said there was an account in like the 1840s or something like that of somebody getting swallowed by a sperm whale, and they killed the whale like 3 days later and found him in the stomach, and he was like pale and his eyes were fucking, he was blind because of the stomach acid. But
he was alive?
But yeah, basically what...
Wait, hold on.
Was he alive?
Was he alive?
That's what... That's what 17th century accounts say. So he's probably not. It was probably a fib or something like that. Basically, they were saying if you got swallowed by a sperm whale, the stomach would fucking... You get into this... There's three stomachs in a sperm whale. And basically, as you go through those, you'd just be disintegrated by the stomach acid. It's pretty
horrifying.
Much. It's dude, awful.
There are days where I feel like I have four stomachs. Just gotta keep eating.
Yeah.
You ever get that? Where you're just like... You're fucking starving. Like...
You just can't stop.
God, like...
It's usually when I don't want to eat, too.
The other day for lunch, I had, what did I get? I got a Fireball whiskey barbecue chicken sandwich from Uno's with broccoli. Then I got a bag of combos and a bag of beef jerky and a Monster. And I ate them all within like an hour.
Good like, grief.
I was so hungry, and I hadn't eaten. I think it's because I hadn't eaten breakfast that day, so I was just, I was like ravenous by the time we hit, by the time I hit time for lunch. But I kind of want to pause and take a moment to review the alcohol we're drinking today.
Sure.
Oh, actually, hold on. By the way, we are smoking, or we were. So we're actually smoking pipes again today. And what is this? What's the tobacco?
Captain Black.
Captain Black.
Captain Black, special offers and more on it. But it's the original blend, right?
Yeah.
Original blend.
Original blend, Captain Black tobacco. Pipe tobacco.
And that's just a basic pipe tobacco.
Yeah, it's really, really anyway. Basic. And I just started smoking pipes, so I asked them. I was like, give me something basic, just regular tobacco. So
before I bought what I have now, I've had my pipe for a while. I got it in Italy, and I've had a bunch of different tobaccos with it. But I was over in America. I haven't been able to find good pipe tobacco, basically because I've been too lazy to go to a legit store and find it. But once I did, actually. But the Captain Black is kind of shitty, but it's okay. You can deal with it. You can smoke it. And I'd recommend that over getting a big bag of tobacco at a fucking bigger store.
Yeah, because it's basically just chain tobacco. And it's
so, like
crappy.
If you get the other thing is, like, you get the Captain Black and it's kind of fresh. Like, you can feel it's kind of moist when you pick it up.
Yeah, well, that's what the person said I bought it from. They were like, you want it to be damp. Yeah. Like, it's not supposed to be dry. They're like, pipe tobacco is supposed to be damp.
Right, it's supposed to be damp. And if you buy a big bag, like, I got a big bag one time of this stuff. It's literally just called Good Stuff.
That's how you know it's probably crap.
Yeah. But I was like, you know what? This is crap, but at least I'll have it for a long time.
Yeah.
And I still have it, but it's like, you have it for so long, and it dries out, and then it's even worse than it is when you get it.
Yeah.
And well, I wouldn't recommend buying a big bag of pipe tobacco unless you're going to smoke a shit
every
ton.
Day. Yeah, if you, like, smoke every day. Like, that little Captain Black pouch is relatively small. Like, if, you know, I smoke a couple times a week, and then we smoke during the podcast, stuff like that. It's like, it's probably good for 2 weeks, and then it's gone.
Right. Like, I mean, and even that time, even if it was for a month, it would stay damp enough that it would have an okay flavor.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I'm enjoying it, dude. I'm definitely enjoying it.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, it's not like you smoke it and it's just this terrible flavor and you need to spit every 10 seconds or something like that.
Yeah, no, not at all. The beer we're drinking tonight is a new one. I haven't tried before. Has anyone tried this? I don't think any of us have tried this.
I've never had this before.
So, Zero Gravity Green State Lager. It's from Vermont. It says, a crisp, easy-drinking Pilsner beer. Noble hops in perfect balance with only the finest Pilsner malt. Provide a clean and satisfying brew that is as welcoming as the Green State itself. Vermont Pilsner beer. Not gonna lie, it's pretty fucking good. Have you tried it yet?
I tried it. I think it's all right. It's pretty easy to drink. Zero Gravity, the name of the beer? Is that the name of the beer? Is that just part of their...
I think that's the flavor of this beer. Yeah, Green State's the brand.
Okay.
So I think Zero Gravity's the type.
I'd like to know why they call it Zero Gravity. But pretty solid. It tastes a bit greener to me. It's close to an IPA for me. Do you get that?
A little bit, but it's not. It's not bad though.
No, like, no, no.
Because you know me, I don't like IPAs.
No, I like some IPAs. That like a lot of them I think are good, and a lot of them I think are bad. So I'm pretty mixed on those. But decent beer, easily drinkable.
Sorry. Oh yeah. I mean, dude, it's a pilsner. It's smooth.
And even though you won't want to do this on our review segment, I'm going to make you review this rum, flavored rum I have.
I didn't say you... What are you talking about? I just said you have to drink it.
Oh, I will drink it. Yeah. You have to, too.
He doesn't
get
like
the fuck out of here. I'm not reviewing it. You can review it.
So I have some Blue Chair Bay Premium Blend. It's their Key Lime Rum Cream Mix. That's 50% alcohol, like 15% alcohol, like in... Like a mixer would be or something like that. Pretty solid. Easy to drink. James is peeing off in the distance. I went to a big tasting today at Wines and More, which is great. I highly recommend if you go to the tastings at Wines and More if you have one in your local location. But I tried a bunch of different beers, wines, all this different stuff. This was some of the best liquor mixers I've had there. And the Key Lime was one of my favorites. I'll review it for you right now just so you have a fresh tasting review. And I'll make James...
unwrap it.
I'll make James do it too because...
No, because my review on anything liquor is just going to be...
Yes.
This tastes like fucking...
But it's a mixed liquor. It's a cream mixed liquor. It's
I don't want to drink it. Socko, you look like a prison rapist right now.
So basically what you get when you take a sip is a... You get like a tiny bit of that rum flavor right off the bat. And then you get that smooth creaminess because it's a cream liqueur. And it, then you taste the key lime. So if you like a key lime pie or something like that, it's very good.
I don't like key lime pie.
Well,
let me try that.
Joe's going to take a sip.
Oh, Joe's giving his review. By the way, this is the first episode where me and Socko have Joe here with us, where it's us three. The actual host and the producer of the show.
Yeah, other than other canceled episodes.
We did have a couple episodes that we canceled.
Right? Do you like it?
That is pretty good. It does taste just like a key lime pie.
Yeah, yeah. Solid.
Dude, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I'll try it.
Do it. God. Yes. Peer pressure.
Yes.
Oh, it's a cap.
No, I took the cap off.
I feel like there's a cap. Oh, it's just a thick-ass fucking thing. That's why I was like, what the hell? Okay, yeah, I see what you're saying about it. Tasting like key lime pie. Mm. I'm still not about it, though. Like, it's not...
It's okay.
Over some ice?
Over some ice. They gave it to us on ice. It was really good. So they have... So the Blue Chair is... I think they said it was originally from the Cape or something like that. But they had a bunch of different flavors, and they gave it to us all on ice. So even if you want their plain white rum, it's pretty good. It's a quality rum. It doesn't go for more than like, 20 bucks, and it's not something that you're gonna get a terrible hangover with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of rums out there that are cheap that you'll fucking just get annihilated with, and then you wake up the next morning and you have this terrible hangover. It's not like that.
Mm. Go Malibu.
Good old Malibu, exactly.
Wasn't it Malibu?
Some Bacardi will fuck you up like that. I had one of my worst nights ever with fucking Bacardi. I got fucking obliterated.
So what happened the last time you fucking slammed Bacardi? It was Bacardi. Bacardi.
So it was either my 20th or 21st birthday. It was the only time I ever had like a... Well, it's not the only time. I had a surprise birthday party in college, and like...
Was I there?
You might have been. Were you there?
What did we do?
It was in my dorm room sophomore year. And
I feel like I came up a lot.
And everybody was there. Like, all my friends, fucking some of my roommates' friends, my girlfriend's friends were up there. My ex-girlfriend's friends at the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we had just come back from dinner. They're all in there. I had no idea. It was fucking an awesome surprise. Unlike the one last year where I came back and I knew everybody was here for my surprise party.
Yeah.
But it was still fun. It was good. I had previously bought a bottle of Bacardi for myself to drink that night. And it was Bacardi Oakheart rum. Mm. So it was a dark rum. And so it's Asian oak barrel. And I fucking... It tastes pretty good. I love the taste of rum. I'm fucking addicted to it. But fucking... I was having all this other stuff. Everybody else wants to give me a shot of something. Wants me to play Up and Down the River. Fucking ride the bus or something like that. And fucking... at the end of the night... So you take like this bottle of rum. Like it's a regular 750 milliliter, right?
Yep.
So there's like... Say that's a quarter.
Yeah.
It's probably a quarter left at the bottom. And at one point, I just have the bottle. I'm just swigging it all night. I have it in my hand. At one point, I look at it. And Kyle, you know Kyle, right?
Yeah.
He's like, you only got a little bit left there. I was like, yeah, I know. And I look at him. He's like, don't do it. And I'm like, I just chug a fucking quarter of the bottle.
Jesus
all Christ. In 1 second. And he was like, good man. He's like, I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, my God. And
I was just obliterate. Gone, and, like, out. I remember after that for a while, but I got angry at something, immediately after that. And then I was just shithoused, and my friends dragged me to the bathroom to throw up in the toilet, and they took pictures around me and shit like that.
Did you get angry at a woodpecker? Because I could see you being like...
At a woodpecker?
Stop fucking with my trees!
No. But, yeah, I got shithoused, and... it's probably the drunkest I've ever been. It was fucking bad. And after that, I didn't drink rum for like 2 or 3 years.
Well, you've been pretty drunk with me many a time.
Yeah. Probably the next time I drank rum was on the beach 3rd of July that year.
Jesus. So the last time I drank rum was when we did a lazy river down the Cape a few years ago.
And that, you drank rum that day?
Dude, I was slamming the mouth.
Oh, the what's that called? Cruza something?
Something. I don't fucking know.
The flavored rum. We had flavored rum.
Oh, yeah.
Cruising. Cruising. Maybe. It's called Cruising.
Yeah. Bro, I was fucked up.
Yeah, this motherfucker forgot
the keys.
Yeah, so what happened? I don't, like, I was, all right,
so here's what happened. We do a lazy river, so we have floats, and we're going down this river. We're coming in from the ocean. It's the current's bringing us in, and our plan is we leave one car at our get-off point, and we drive up to the other one, and we have James's car there, which is, I don't know, a few miles away or something like that, a couple miles.
2 miles, probably.
Yeah, something like that. Not too far. Anyhow, we float down the river. It takes a few hours. We're drinking the whole time. We're hammered. We get out of the water, and we're all happy because we get out and fucking... James couldn't get out, and fucking there's two girls waiting there, and they're like, can we get off here? Because it was like a canoe place or something like that. Like, yeah, sure. And we give them a beer, and they're like, oh, they're pumped and shit like that because they're on the clock drinking a beer. Yeah. And I look over to James, and I'm like, all right, you got your keys? Because his car's waiting there to drive us back home or drive us to the other car. And he's like, no, I left them in your car. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm just immediately angry. And he's so hammered, he doesn't realize the severity of the situation. And he's like, yeah, dude, I locked them in the car. And I'm like, how the fuck are we supposed to get home? And he's like, I don't know. And... at that point, I really wanted to push you in the river really fucking bad. You might have drowned.
I might have drowned if you'd done that.
I saw wooden spikes in the water behind you, so you might have died, so I held back. But it would have been glorious if you landed on a wooden spike and it got impaled in the river after that.
You fucked up. It would have been a great way to die, though.
Well, back to that original conversation, right?
How'd James die? Sacco threw him on a spike.
But, yeah, we had to walk back to my Cape house and then have Dan rafts. With our rafts in hand, and then have James, and then have Dan drive us back to the cars.
And then you made me fucking walk behind everyone else.
I didn't make you. You were just angry and walking fast.
Get the fuck out of here.
Dan came back and walked with me. Yeah. Everyone else abandoned me.
Me and Ryan were very angry walking ahead of you. So.
Oh yeah, that was hilarious. Yeah, that was a fun trip.
Really good. I'm excited for this Cape trip.
Yeah.
It should be good.
And then another rum was when we did Kill the Cooler on that little...
Oh, my God.
...island.
That was awesome.
What?
When we killed that the cooler when the tide was coming in.
Yeah. Remember?
We
We walked all the way out fucking far as shit onto that... to the sandbar.
Yeah.
And then it started coming in, so we're like, well, we got all these beers and I don't want to carry them back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're like, let's lighten the load.
Yeah. And we had so much.
Was that...
That was with the Twisted Teas, the...
A ton of Miller Lights we were drinking, I remember.
Okay, yeah, that was out on...
Kelly and Katie were back on the beach.
Okay, that was in... I don't remember.
That was Mayflower Beach.
Is it Mayflower or Chapin or something?
I think it was Mayflower.
Mayflower's a fantastic beach.
Yeah. Hey, are y'all excited for the Cape trip?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm pumped. Doing Tatooine, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to do Tatooine. I hope we have time to do Tatooine. I haven't been there in a while.
We should do it. We should do it the morning of Saturday morning.
Yeah. I would love to do Tatooine sometime. I would do Tatooine in the fall if we don't get to do it.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Well, no. You know what? Let's do Sunday morning because I know you're going to have to leave during the day on Saturday. Let's do Sunday morning.
I'd love to do that. But at the same time, I also, I really want to bring you guys on the beach because I got the fucking,
You got the pass?
I got the beach pass to drive on the beach with the Jeep. So I can.
Let's do both.
Maybe.
Can you drive your Jeep across the dunes?
I can't. I can only bring it in Dennis. Oh, so it's by town.
Dude, if you could drive it across the dunes, that'd be nuts. Is that, can you do that? Like, is that legal?
Nah. Oh, actually, I don't know. There was
could you probably, I bet you if you had a property in P-Town or if you got a permit in P-Town, you could probably do that.
Yeah. Do you think you could get a P-Town permit?
You gotta have
it. It'd probably be like $380 bucks.
Yeah, that wouldn't be worth it.
I don't want to do that. I mean, I already have one for Dennis. And yeah. There's two beaches you can take it to in Dennis, and it's awesome. I did it fucking Labor Day weekend. I can't wait to fucking bring you guys out there because fucking, even if we have to take two cars, you guys park at the parking lot.
And then everyone just hangs on to the Jeep.
Yeah, and then, or hangs on, or I just make two trips pretty much.
I think we should hang have everyone on. Hang on.
But you like,
especially with the doors and shit off, dude, you can easily get everybody on.
But it's like, so it was 150
girls sitting on laps.
I say we fit everybody in the Jeep the last trip.
Yeah, but it was like 150 bucks for the town of Dennis, and like it would have been 100 if I just wanted to get the off season thing. But I wanted it for Labor Day because I wanted to do it with my family.
Yeah,
which sucks. You can't fucking overlap that for fucking 3 days or whatever it is. But driving on the beach is the best. You get out. You drive all the way up to the beach on the Crow's Pasture place. There's this little fucking section you pull through, and it's like the sandy, like, off-road path, and you can rip through it if you want. It's fucking fun. Then you drive out, and you take your stuff off the Jeep, and you put it out right next to where you are. There's no walking out with all your stuff to the beach. You don't have to carry a cooler half a mile to where you're just going to sit.
Although, Tatooine, if we're carrying the cooler.
Oh, it's worth it. It's fun.
We gotta do Tatooine, man.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
I mean, we can always go back in, like, the fall.
We could go back in the fall.
Different, though.
Like, I mean, we could have a fire in the fall somewhere or something.
We'd have to bring fire.
We could also, even with driving on the Jeep, so the rules are you fucking, because there's a bunch of rules that come with the fucking
thing. Of course there are.
But you gotta, basically you have to have a fire pit, and you gotta take the wood and the ashes away with you or whatever. Yeah. You know?
Or just bury them.
No, you gotta scoop them out.
Yeah, scoop them. But it's just awesome. I drove on. You put your stuff out, and you're just sitting there. You're chilling on the beach. I'm like, and like everybody's respectful. You get your own space. There's a bunch of other people out there. Sometimes it's depending on what weekend it is, when the time is.
Well, I'm willing to bet when we go down there, there won't be anyone.
There'll be nobody.
Maybe a couple people fishing, something like that.
But even if there was, like, you got your own space. Even if the tide's in and you have to park at the edge of the beach,
like, drive around.
No one bothers you. Everybody's respectful, and it's like, and you're right there on the beach. And I'm like, this is fucking America, man. That's what I was thinking. I was like, where the fuck? Where the fuck else can you do this shit? I was like, this is fantastic.
Did you drive in the water?
I did.
That's dope.
I did.
That's dope.
I mean, not like into the ocean, but when the tide goes out, there's little fucking like streams that are still there, and you just rip through them on your way out.
Water shooting everywhere.
It's fantastic. And then once the tide goes out,
your Jeep get.
It got very dirty. Yeah. There's still a bunch of sand on the inside, but like I made sure to rinse off the undercarriage. I got a rinse wash on it. You gotta
vac that out.
Yeah, I gotta vacuum it. But yeah, it gets fucking dirty, but it's fucking fantastic. And when the tide goes out, you can pick a spot. Even if it's super busy, there wouldn't be another car like within 100 feet of you.
That's awesome. So we are doing that in a couple weeks, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
And it's just like the amount of freedom you have, it's just, I love it. It makes me so happy, and it's very relaxing. And it's not like going to the beach and sitting down. There's fucking 50 people within like 20 feet of you.
So drive out Sunday and just get shamma-faced on the beach. It's pretty great.
It's awesome. It's fantastic.
Because I don't want no bullshit where you're like, I can't drink, I gotta drive us back. I'm gonna be like, bro, it's the Cape.
Yeah.
We're here for the weekend. Can we head down? We're heading down Friday night, right?
I'm planning on going
Friday
night.
I just want to make sure. Okay. Friday night is gonna be fucking crazy. You know that, right? We get down there, Just fucking slamming drinks. I might even drink liquor.
Yeah.
If y'all get trashed with me, I'll drink liquor.
Okay.
I want drunk Socko where he's passed out on the side of the house and yells at me for trying to get him in bed. I'm fucking comfortable. I was like, you gotta get in bed. He's like, fuck you. I was like, all right, still, you're going to bed. Yeah,
it's a happy night.
It's so funny, dude. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then I had good nights out there. We both passed out on the couch together, like, shit-housed and just fucking knocked out. And my brother's taking pictures of us. Fucking, it was funny.
Cool.
I mean, this past weekend,
oh, me and Amanda, were, and you.
We kept watching, you guys ever watch fucking, what's that show where fucking the guy from the, who owns the Dallas Mavericks?
Mark Cuban. Oh, yeah. Shark Tank.
Shark Tank. We were watching that, and we were just getting shit house and flipping out about the fucking decisions they were making and stuff like that. And we passed out on the couch. My brother and his girlfriend are younger than us, and they're like, these old fucks passing out on the couch.
Was it like 10 p.m.?
Oh, yeah.
Not this trip, man.
Oh, we were housed, though. It was fucking... We were drinking all day. But,
We need to go crazy down the cave. Okay. Yeah. Good. Don't get bad.
Mm.
Dude, the cave trip's like one of the best things we do.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, and this is going to be the first time where the whole J unit's together down the cave again.
Mm.
Is Tommy coming?
Tommy should be there.
Then we'll talk.
He knows about it. As far as I know.
Joe was stressing me the fuck out earlier. When a couple days ago.
We will black bag his ass if he doesn't show up.
We should finally light him on fire at the beach like we said 8 years ago.
Make him our Burning Man.
Yeah. He said he'd let us do it. You see all the stuff he's been posting lately about missing the Marine Corps?
No.
On Facebook? I'm posting a ton of stuff lately about it.
I haven't seen anything.
What if Joey reenlists?
Good for him.
I wouldn't be happy.
I would be pissed because, like,
fucking angry.
I'd be like, listen, man, like, I understand, like, this was, you loved being fucking overseas, and, like, that was easy for you, and there was nothing to worry about. And that goes along with who you are pretty well. But fucking.
You drew the reserves.
You're not fighting for anything right now.
That's the other thing. It's like, you already got all the benefits. We're not fighting anything worth fighting. What are you doing?
You're not protecting the country right now. They just have people over there to fucking keep peace or some bullshit right now.
Listen, I'd re-listen in a heartbeat if the United States was actually under attack. And I don't mean like someone blew up some buildings. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking like if we got invaded. Like, you bet your ass I'd re-up. I'd be like, all right, let's go fight. I have a feeling most of us would.
Yeah.
I have a feeling you'd join.
I might join if there was a big enough invasion on American soil. Fucking A.
Let's go. Let's go.
I'm able-bodied. I'm not going to let fucking Americans die for no fucking reason. Like, but we don't have a war worth fighting for right now.
No, we're not. Nobody's threatening us. Nobody is threatening us. We shouldn't be in Afghanistan. We shouldn't be in Iraq. We shouldn't be anywhere.
No, we don't
except
have
the United States.
Like, I don't know what it is. Fucking just like more funding for the military or falling behind in technology for fighting wars or something. We're not going to fall behind. We're so far ahead. We're not going to fall fucking behind.
Dude, we're like fucking leagues ahead.
Dude, we
of other countries militarily.
Dude. I was thinking about it the other day. Like, people have, like, this super feel of nuclear war if that were to happen, right?
Dude, no one's nuking us.
No one's nuking us. But, like, if they did, say everybody nukes each other and the world blows up or something like that.
Not even that many countries have nukes. That's another thing. I feel like people have this thing.
Who is it? Russia, China, fucking... What?
I don't think China has... Joe, does China have nukes? Joe's gonna look that up, but... We have nukes. Russia has the most nuclear weapons. I think Great Britain has nukes. France has nukes. North Korea has nukes.
Japan? Japan probably doesn't.
Japan definitely doesn't. Who are those two countries that hate each other? Pakistan and who?
Israel.
No, no, no. They're right. The neighbors. Pakistan and somebody fucking hate each other. They're always like on the brink of.
That's going Israel.
To war. Yeah.
No, it's not Israel. No, no. Palestine.
Oh, Palestine. Oh, Pakistan. Oh, Pakistan. Pakistan and.
Oh, India.
Is it India or is it? No, it's India. Or is it Kazakhstan?
No, it's India. India and Pakistan both have nukes. Mm.
That's weird because their people are so poor. And like, it's just a wicked sad situation over there. I feel bad for the people in those countries. I really do. Like, they're fucking.
I don't.
They're in a terrible situation. And, like, a lot of them just want to fucking get by. They just want to have their little farm and fucking, like, care for their family and don't want to be bothered.
I wish I had a farm. I'd be so happy if I had a farm.
Yeah.
And I could completely provide for myself.
It'd be great.
Like I had enough food. Just
get away from everything, right?
I'm telling you, when I own my own house, I'm getting chickens and I'm getting goats.
I want to get chickens over here.
I
want to get chickens in the back.
No, I know. You know how cheap they are? Dude, you know how cheap chickens are?
They're very
like you can get like
build a coop.
I just gotta build a little coop. That's all I gotta do.
Dude, let us know. I want to help. I want to help build a coop, man. Especially because it'll help me when I end up getting my own place and getting chickens. Because then I'll, you know, I will have built a coop in the past, so I'll feel comfortable doing it. Dude, chickens are fucking so cheap, both to buy and take care of.
Yeah,
like
the food's wicked cheap and they're wicked cheap.
Chicks are a chick is like $2. That's not an exaggeration.
Yeah,
there's a $2 gets you a chick, and it's like okay, so I'll spend $20 and get 10 chickens.
You need that Tractor Supply. Is there a Tractor Supply around?
I think so. There's one in Millis,
I think, or something.
I know they got them. There's one down the street. It's a feeding grain store or whatever.
I'm sure you can get chicks from them. But dude, you get chicks, and the thing is, they literally become one. They provide for you. You know what I mean? Like, dude, you have fresh eggs every day. Every day you have fresh eggs. Like, think about that. And like, all you gotta do is just make sure they're fed and watered.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And like, they'll love you too. The chickens will love you.
Mm-hmm.
They have 290 warheads.
China. China has 290. Do you have a list of countries with nukes?
So we've got 6,000. This is according to.
I was going to say, who sources this?
ICANW.org. So, United States has 6,185 warheads. Russia's holy got 6,500 warheads. United Kingdom has 200. France has 300. China has 290. India has 130. This is the weird part. Is they don't know exactly how many they have. It's between 130 and 140.
North Korea?
No, India. Pakistan's got 150 to 160. Israel has...
Oh, Israel has nukes, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Has 80 to 90. North Korea has 20 to 30.
Yeah.
And that is all that is on this list.
Do you know what's awesome about Israel's defense system? Do you know what their last defensive option is?
What?
To nuke themselves. Like, if they're gonna lose, like, if all these Middle East, Arabic countries are going to actually beat them, which won't happen because Israel's... Dude, can we talk about the fact that Israel's the size of Rhode Island and is more powerful than Egypt, Syria, Iraq, and everyone else around them? Yeah. Dude, they fought all of them at once.
Mm-hmm.
In what was it, the 80s? They fought all of them, the Seven Days War or whatever it was.
Damn.
Look that up.
Yeah. No, I think it was in the 80s.
Shit, that's wicked interesting.
Oh, yeah, no, they fought all of them at once, and they ended up conquering territory. Israel got attacked by one of them. I don't remember who it was who attacked them, but I think it was Egypt. I think Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Syria, and Iraq, I think. And
oh, here you go.
You got it?
Six-day war. 1967.
Okay.
War between Israel, Egypt, Jordan, and Syria.
Okay.
Do
you have all, like, the stats of it? Like,
I got a little bit.
If you look it up on Wikipedia, it'll have all the stuff on the side.
That's what it's showing on.
Because I know that Israel fucked them up. Like, fucking destroyed them. And it ended up with Israel occupying, like, all of northern Egypt.
Well, Israel captured the Sinai Peninsula, Gaza Strip, West Bank, Old City of Jerusalem, and the Golan Heights. Yeah, so that's what they won from it.
Damn.
Yeah. This isn't a war. Pretty dope. They were attacked.
That's fucking awesome. Like,
that's you get attacked, cool. You get attacked by three countries and you end up gaining territory. Like, Jesus.
Oh, here's like, a map of it.
That's fantastic.
But no, man, Israel, there's some tough motherfuckers. Yeah, man. Israelis, like... Honestly, I genuinely think if you were to compare a modern nation state to ancient Sparta, it's Israel.
Yeah. Probably.
They're all soldiers. They're all Everyone soldiers. Is a soldier. Everything. Like, but Israel, yeah, Israel's last defensive option is self-nuclear detonation.
Nobody can live there.
So no one can take their land. Yeah. It's like, if you're going to take us out, we're going to destroy what you're trying to get from us. Which is effectively the Holy Land.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For the three big faiths.
And I think that's why it's such a strong military. Because they've been fighting for...
Since they were created.
Yeah.
Since we helped us and the UN help them recreate the state of Israel after World War II.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I met some Israeli soldiers when I worked at Fenway doing security. They were coming in for a tour, and this is while I was in the guard. And I was shooting the shit with them, and immediately you could tell they were foreigners, you know what I mean? And I was like, oh, because they had their passports.
Yeah, sure.
And I was like, oh, where are you getting, like, I didn't recognize the passport. I was like, what's that? And they were, Israel. And I was like, oh, shit. I was like, that's what's up. And then, I don't remember how it came up, but it was that, like, a couple of them were, like, attack helicopter pilots, and one of them was a grunt, and I was like, that's fucking awesome. I was like, and I asked them, I was like, do you guys know the respect that you have from the American military? Like, are you aware of that? Like, how, like, tough and cool U.S. military thinks you are? And they were like, really? I was like, yeah, man. I was like, the fucking Israeli military is the shit. Like, you guys are some tough motherfuckers. And they were laughing. They were cracking up. They were like, oh, fuck it. They were like, well, you know, like, we have the same mentality about the U.S. military. Like, that's how we view you guys. And I was like, well, it's a good thing we're allies. Like, let's go. I remember I told them, I was like, fuck up some Palestinians when you get home. And they were like, we will. And you know what's funny? I don't think it was a joke. I'm dead serious. Like,
you know what? Speaking of that, there's something that made me fucking super angry one day. Just walking through, when I was in college, I was walking through campus. And I'm going to class one day. And there's this rally going on. And all these people are chanting. And I can't make it out from a distance. And I get closer and closer. And, I get up close to them and they're going, free, free Palestine. And I'm like, what the fuck are they talking about? Free, free Palestine. They're saying like shit about Israel and stuff like that. And they're talking garbage. I'm like, I was like, what is the conflict going on right now? I was like, what are they fucking talking about? I got so mad because I was like, listen, Israel's our best fucking ally. I was like, why on freaking God's earth are you criticizing Israel? We made them. They're with us. They'll fight with us.
Israel's like our baby.
Yeah,
like Israel's literally like America's baby.
I'm like, why are you supporting Palestine in this affair? I didn't understand at all. I was like, this is bullshit. I was like, these people need to fuck. I almost flipped out and like ran up on stage and threw the mic on the ground or something. But
do you guys think we have a better relationship with Israel than Great Britain?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
I think so.
Because,
I mean, really, what has Israel done to us?
Nothing. Israel's never done anything to us.
I mean, I think if you went through the...
Like, I mean, Great Britain's like our boys, man. Like, us and England are
right.
Like, because we're their baby.
Right. I mean,
like,
I think
we're, like, our cultures are incredibly similar.
Oh, right.
Like...
But I think if you went through our political system nowadays and, like... Like, we wouldn't agree with them on anything.
Well, yeah, but I mean, think about
like we're more aligned. We're more closer to like
Switzerland.
Switzerland
is who we're like. They have a federal
Switzerland, Poland, like those Slavic countries and stuff like that.
Fucking, we are similar to a lot of Eastern European countries. A lot of them have kind of mimicked our government system.
The Czech Republic and stuff like
Czech
that.
Czech Republic passed a law granting their citizens the right to bear arms. Mm-hmm. Dude, a European country gave their citizens the right to bear arms.
Yeah.
That is unbelievable. That's incredible. Like,
but yeah, I mean, like, we're a capitalist country, and all these they're all socialist.
They're not socialist. They're
France is socialist.
They're not socialist.
England's socialist.
They're not socialist. They have a lot of socialist tendency. Compared to America, they're socialists.
Yeah.
But like, they're not actually socialists. Like, they're trending in that direction. Yeah. They're going farther that way.
They're farther that way than we are.
Actually, hold on. They're not going in that direction. They're moving to the right. Almost every country in Europe. That's why Britain has Brexit going on, because they want to get the fuck out of the European Union. Italy elected a far right-wing government. Greece elected a far right-wing government because they're tired. I think the big thing prompting a lot of this shift to the right for Europe, by the way, the right side of the political spectrum for Europe is still the left wing of on the American perspective of politics.
Well, that's why I'm saying that. You know, yeah. It looks like that from a government standpoint, not from a people standpoint.
The thing to keep in mind with, like, Europeans are used to having the government in charge of everything. Literally forever. I mean, that's how it is. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, feudal society.
They had kings and emperors and stuff like that.
Including England, many other countries still have existing monarchy. They don't have any power anymore.
They have an idea of a monarchy.
Yeah, some of them do have power, though. Not like day-to-day power, but they could, if they wanted to exercise real power.
I don't know, though.
They could.
Now, do you think?
No, I'm not saying legally. Oh. I'm not saying legally. I'm just talking about influence.
Oh, like, yeah.
For example, say the British Parliament was, like, trying to pass some law. If the Queen of England came out and was completely against it.
Oh, yeah, she could.
She could easily sway public opinion in the other direction. Like, Brits fucking love the royal family.
Oh, yeah.
They do. Like,
the world. See, I bet they still have that type of control. I think it's under the radar. You know what I mean?
Do you mean legal control? Because I don't think
No, not legal, but I think it's under the radar. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, the other thing is, think about how much money they have.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they can
money buys
power.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
That's kind of what I'm saying. I mean, like,
oh, yeah.
I mean, like, large corporations in the United States control the country.
I mean, to a point, but
it's the same thing.
They control the voters and everything.
They control the voters.
They control who gets in fucking the main fucking polls, you know what I mean? That's
no, they
to a point.
No, they don't. Then why did Trump get elected?
Because he funded himself. He's rich enough to do that
people. No, but that's my point, though. If you had other people, like Hillary Clinton or any other Republican that's backed by all these major corporations, how the fuck were they able to beat him then? I mean, not able to beat him.
I don't know, but there's even if it's not true what I'm saying, there's still a lot of that that goes on.
I think what
it has
is
a heavy influence
is the corporations have a influence on that political person. I think that's what it is, and then that person
can
spread their ideas through them.
Yeah.
But if they don't win, they got nothing.
But let me ask you this: do you guys not think that a company should be able to donate money to a politician?
I don't think it's a big deal.
Be able to support who they want to.
This is a free fucking country. You're a privately owned company. You should be able to give money to whoever you want, as long as it's public knowledge. Yeah. I think that's the big thing. Which right now, I think in the United States, it has to be disclosed who is giving you your funding. Check it out.
Yeah.
I'm almost positive that your donors have to be disclosed.
Right. They are.
Do you
believe in that theory that, like, when you, I've heard this before, that, like, when someone becomes president, they come into a room and they sit them down and they show them, like, the Kennedy assassination from a different angle that's never been shot before, and they're like, do we have an understanding here?
I don't believe that at all, but I love that, though.
Like, that's, like...
No, because I think Trump would be dead.
You probably would be. You might be right about that. You know what I mean?
As would Obama.
No.
What do you mean?
No, I think Obama completely complied with what anybody told him to do. I think that's, like, I think Obama's a good-hearted person, and he wanted to. I think it's a big thing with the banks.
You think that Obamacare?
I think Obama wanted to let those banks die, and he was forced to fucking bail them out.
Dude, speaking of that, remember when he bailed out the fucking automotive industry? A bunch of those companies.
Shouldn't have done that.
What the hell was that, dude? Like, there's nothing wrong with them failing. Like, there actually is anything. It's like, it's not a bad thing. That means there's room for new companies to show up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and not to mention, how cool would that be? Dude, when was the last time, like, since we've been alive, has there been a brand new car company that's, like, actually mattered?
I mean, Tesla.
Tesla, yeah, but that's funded by the government.
Tesla,
Teslas aren't, like, popular.
No, I mean, not since we've been alive, but, like...
No, but I'm not saying that a lot of people don't have them, but I'm saying they're not popular enough in terms of, like, they don't turn a profit, Tesla. Like, they're bleeding money, Tesla. Think about how expensive it is for them to make those cars.
Yeah.
There's been new
Buy
ones...
Buy Toyotas, they never die.
There's been new ones, but they're not American. Like, I think Kia's fairly new. That came up in the mid-80s or something like that.
Did it?
Kia? It's Japanese, I think.
Is Kia Japanese?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's foreign. Yeah.
How old is Toyota?
I think it's... I don't know how old it is, but I think it first arrived in the United States in the 70s.
Okay. Yo.
I'm fairly certain of that.
Do you know what I've been seeing more of lately? What? I saw them in Italy all the time, but now I've been seeing a few of them here and there. Alfa Romeos.
Yeah, so
dude, I've been seeing more and more of them. The hell?
I really like those cars. They're very like in Italy, they're like a BMW. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's their prestige, but they don't have good reviews here. I don't know. I don't
my
know.
My cousin's had one. I drove around in it.
Yeah,
it was great.
My cousin had a couple of them, and he loves them. He had a Alfa Romeo
cool
GT,
too.
Awesome logo. Yeah. And he said he crashed it because he was probably young and driving crazy or something. But he said it was awesome. And their big model is the Giulia.
Yep.
And his uncle bought one of those, and his uncle lets him drive that now and then. But beautiful car.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing looking.
Incredible.
But I guess the reviews in America is they don't have a good motor. Like, they don't. I mean, they have problems, pretty much. They have problems. I don't know the extent of the problems, but...
Was it Joey and Ryan saying that Cadillacs actually aren't great vehicles in terms of the mechanics? Was it them
probably
saying that, like, they're actually not that well built and you end up having to do a lot of
work? I remember them saying
on
that,
them?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Like,
Toyota was started in 1950, or well, started in 1930. They put out their first luxury car in 1955.
What were they doing in the 30s?
When did they first arrive in the U.S.?
Just car, regular car. Not luxury car.
Making shit for the ever-expanding Japanese empire.
Probably.
When they arrive in the U.S.
I didn't see that.
Can we talk about... Hold on. This is a completely different thing. It has to do with the Japanese. Can we talk about the fact that they were, like, way worse than the Nazis in World War II? Like...
How so?
Fucking way worse.
As in...
Like,
to
in terms
their people?
Of... No, not to... No, no, no. Like, just in terms of warfare...
Oh,
like,
I mean, because
the Japanese look up.
They were dirty, like they were still that kind of like they still had that old school mentality, but then they were still modern warfare. Like they had guns instead of swords and fucking.
Yeah. They still had their swords.
Well,
though.
They still had their swords. Yeah,
swords in World War II.
It's like an extreme like old school culture still.
Oh yeah, they still are today.
Well, yeah.
Compared to the rest of the world, but what's weird about them? They're like an old school culture, but they're like super technologically advanced
which
at
is,
the same time.
Which is weird.
But
well, especially
look up,
now.
Hold on. Look up Japanese. Type in Japanese camp something something. Like because you'll find like type
something something.
No, don't type in something.
Japanese camp something.
Type
something.
In Japanese experimental World War II fort or camp or something like that. It's like fort number something, and you'll see it, dude. Yo, they were doing all sorts of fucking experiments on people and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, freezing people, freezing parts of people. Damn. To like see how the human body would react, testing weapons on people, raping women and impregnating them, and then torturing them to see if like the fetus would survive and shit like that, like fucking sight, like monstrous things, like terrifying fucking shit. And like it never gets talked about. It's always, oh, the Nazis and the Holocaust. I'm not saying that's not horrible. I'm not. Like, obviously that's fucking horrible. But like the Japanese dude, the rape of Nanking. Do you guys know about that?
I've heard of it and I've looked over it before. I don't remember the extent of what it's about.
Find out that camp and then look up the rape of Nanking. Fucking dude, the Japs were brutal. Like, let me ask you this. If you had to live under the Nazi regime or under the Japanese Empire, who would you rather live under?
Am I just a civilian?
What
am
yeah, I? Yeah, yeah,
yeah. See, I don't really know enough about the Japanese Empire to answer that, but I guess I'd say the Nazi regime just because, like, I'm not Jewish. But I think I'd be okay if I wasn't Jewish and I got away from the fighting yeah. pretty much if I didn't have to be part of it. But yeah, I don't know enough about the Nazi regime if I was just a civilian and if I was a Japanese civilian or something like that. But
well, no, you wouldn't be Japanese.
You'd be American?
I'm saying you're an American.
Oh.
Would you rather live under Japanese dominion or Nazi Germany's dominion? I feel like I'd much rather live under Nazi Germany's dominion.
I guess the Nazi Germany.
Like, at least they're European.
I don't know if they'd take me as a hostile or something like
no,
that.
No, I mean, no. I'm talking about they've conquered us.
Yeah.
Like, you're literally just a colony.
Yeah.
Like,
I guess Nazi Germany. I mean, like,
if I had to choose, I'd pick Nazi Germany. 10 times out of 10.
It makes more sense. Like, we have similar cultures.
Yeah.
Much more similar. I mean, we're Western society.
Yeah, they're Europeans. They have a very similar culture. Like,
I like Western society. It works well.
Yeah, they obviously. Wait, you do or they do?
No, I do.
You do. Yeah, I'm not trying to deal with some Eastern stuff.
I'm not Asian. I don't know how to live in their culture. I don't want to do that.
I think it'd be cool to go there.
But I don't want to be part of that forever.
It's just throwing up POW camps. It's just starvation and. Maggots type in eating them.
Type in Japanese experiment camp or fort. Try fort, not camp. It was in China. Try that too. Like, see if that'll help. Like, Japanese experiments China or something like that.
Crazy.
Just wait until you hear what it says in the thing.
Sorry. Like, it's terrible. I just ripped one so bad. It's fucking ghastly and awful. Sock
almost killed Joe.
Speaking of ghastly and awful. So, we were talking about nukes for a while. And about how many nukes we have and stuff like that. Like, nukes were out way long ago. And they say the nukes today are way more powerful than what yeah. Like, more than 50 times as powerful as what we used on...
Our modern nukes are way more powerful than what we dropped on Fat Man and Little Boy. The two nukes we used in World War II.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think we have something more powerful than a nuclear bomb?
Now? I don't know.
I think it's very possible we could.
But technically, a hydrogen bomb is more powerful than a nuclear bomb. I mean, if we're getting into real specifics here... Because I feel like most people nowadays consider, like, when they say nuclear bomb, they're talking about a hydrogen bomb.
Yeah.
Like, a hydrogen bomb is more powerful than a nuclear bomb. I think nowadays the term nuke is used interchangeably between both. A hydrogen bomb, though, is more powerful.
Is it basically the same thing, though, as a splitting of a hydrogen atom as opposed to, like, a...
Yeah.
What's used in a nuclear one? Is it, like,
I'm not 100% sure. I think the hydrogen one is uranium or something. Sucks all the oxygen out of the air or something.
That sounds right.
Like, I think that there's something like, you know, I don't know.
But do you think we have something to make something sort of like ridiculously powerful? Like, do you think we can cause like a fucking massive like category 10 earthquake in the middle of China or something like that?
No, I don't think we do. But you know what I think we have? As well as what other countries have, that's way more dangerous than a nuke. EMPs.
Oh yeah.
Especially nowadays.
Dude, if you take out a country's electrical grid, like the entire...
Well,
could you
think
fucking imagine us without electricity?
So, the Marine Corps has got Prowlers.
What are those?
It's an aircraft. And they took 3 Prowlers, flew them over Hawaii, shut down the whole island.
Like as a test?
Yeah.
First off, I don't like that at all. If I lived in Hawaii, well, I would shoot anti-aircraft. Like, for like a second?
Yeah, it wasn't like shut it down for like days. It was just
to see if it would do it. Testing.
But think about it. 3 aircrafts. It's 4-man aircrafts.
So basically, you can shut down any city on the planet for as long as you want.
How small is Hawaii? Look up their square mileage.
It's smaller than Rhode Island.
Well, obviously that didn't work, so fuck the goddamn prisoner camp.
It's smaller than Rhode Island.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, that's fucking tiny.
But, like, I mean, that's some sort of extreme that I just pulled out of my head.
But I don't think... You're talking in terms of destruction.
Yeah.
I don't think we have anything more powerful than that. Like, I really don't.
Do you think we have something like what if we had flight? What if fucking, what if one of our satellites orbiting the Earth right now was capable of some sort of like Death Star type shit where they could fucking blow up
like a country?
A country.
Well, what was it?
The Space Force.
No.
You know, if
like
we
that's
develop,
more,
if
no,
we
that's
develop
more
Star Destroyers, I'm joining the
Space
fucking
Force.
Space Force.
Hell yeah. No,
run off talking. Oh, sorry.
Weren't they trying? What's the thing that uses electricity to hurl objects?
I don't know.
They're saying something about
that. I know the Navy have laser weapons.
Something like that.
Do you know about that?
I didn't know about it. I don't know how powerful. I'm sure they're
pretty powerful, but like they're not like what people think they are. Like you can't see the laser. Yeah. That's the thing. People are expecting like Star Wars shit and you're shooting red and green lasers. You can't see it. Like, but they tested it. They can melt an engine block from like a mile away. Silent, no noise. You can't see anything. Just melts it, which first off, fucking terrifying.
That's awesome.
So it's 10,931 miles.
Square miles?
Square miles.
10,000 square miles. What's Massachusetts?
Oh, wait, nope. Its length... Oh, never mind. So its length is approximately 1,522 square miles.
Are you about to make me do math?
What?
Length times width. What's the actual square mile?
That's what it said.
Are you on Wikipedia?
Yes.
James, just think of our math teacher's ass and you'll be okay. You'll be all right.
Oh, Miss Worm?
Yeah.
Dude, me and you, bro, some of the shit we said in that class, not okay in the Me Too era.
No, I was just going to say that. Yeah. You beat me to it.
But, no, I mean, Hawaii's pretty... Dude, can we talk about the fact that... you guys remember when the fucking Hawaii got that nuclear bomb warning?
Yeah. Yeah, people were terrified.
Like, can you fucking imagine that?
They didn't know what to do. They don't have shelters for that shit on Hawaii. The people were lowering their fucking children into manholes.
Yep.
That's awful.
I remember hearing stories about parents that had, like, their kids were in 2 different places. Mm-hmm. And they had to decide who they were going to try to get to. Jesus. Before the bomb hit.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that?
That just reminds me of that.
That's fucked up. Like,
that, the kid, who's your favorite, like... Who's your favorite child?
Oh, Jesus.
They're sitting next to each other. Which one do you save?
Oh, fuck. But, like, that's going on, and people in the mainland don't even fucking...
Dude, we didn't even
spare
care.
A thought about
I
that.
I'll say no one really knew about it.
I mean, it was a pretty big story, though.
But
like, when the news
after
came
it.
Up, that was huge. Like, huge. That was a big story.
But, I mean, it took it, like, by the time... Pretty much, if it actually happened...
Oh, Hawaii would be gone by the
well,
time we
and
found
no one
out.
Would no one would know until after the fact. Like someone tried booking a flight to Hawaii. You ain't
well,
doing
it,
that.
It would also depend. It would also depend on where it hit. Because I don't think like one nuclear bomb, especially North Korea's nukes, I don't think they're as powerful as ours. If I had to guess, they're probably on the level of what we used on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, like city destroying nukes. It would depend on where they dropped it. You know what I mean?
I mean, it depends on how far they were shooting it from. They can't shoot that far.
What, reach Hawaii?
Yeah, yeah. No, 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 I'm saying they could probably reach Hawaii, but it'd be like the little island on the outskirts.
Oh, the end of the tail?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not Honolulu.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys, so me and Katie are talking about our next vacation, what we want to do. I kind of want to ask you guys, do you guys want to come with us? We want to go to South Dakota.
Jump down. And
we want to go to see, we want to go see Mount Rushmore, the Crazy Horse Memorial, and do the Badlands National Park.
Yeah.
It sounds awesome. I'd love to go. When, like, do you want to go? That's the thing.
It'd be probably like next summer.
Yeah,
next spring or next summer. I want it to be warm. I want us to be comfortable when we're out there. But like, me and her were talking about how our vacations moving forward, we kind of want to go to places that people don't really like think of as vacation spots.
Yeah, I don't want to go to these vacation spots.
Dude, I want to go to Alabama.
I don't want to go to LA. I don't want to go to Vegas.
You been to Alabama? Where? In Birmingham? Is that the capital?
Where's Auburn at?
I have no fucking idea. Like, Auburn? The college?
Yeah, it's like right outside of Auburn.
I have no idea.
Yeah, we've been around there.
How nice were the people?
Oh, they were awesome. Yeah.
Like,
I mean, I lived down south.
That's true, yeah. I feel like the South gets such a fucking bad rap, and it does. Bro, they get ripped apart. Like, if you're from the South, if someone hears your accent, like a Southern accent, they genuinely think you're stupid.
Yeah.
Like, if they're from the North or the West Coast or something,
yeah,
and they hear that, like, I don't know, like, I'm trying to think of a set, like, fucking, oh, y'all should try the fucking burgers around here, like, and they'll think that you're, like, dumb. And it's like, you can be incredibly intelligent. It's just your accent. Like, there's nothing. Like, imagine a Southerner talking about astrophysics. How awesome that would be.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That'd be like, great. Oh, man.
I would love that shit. And, well, I mean, like,
at the same time, too, it's the same as, like, a Boston accent, like a thick Boston accent. People think the same thing.
I don't think they think of it as not, stupid maybe not as the bad, South. But oh, yeah, but no, if you hear, like, some shithead from Southie, like, fucking...
That's
like,
what people think of.
I'm going down the corner to get my fucking grandmother a cigarette. She needs Marlboros.
But, yeah. No, I mean, dude, I've always wanted to go, like, Montana. That's like,
that's
I want to go to Montana.
I want to go to Montana. Big Sky, man.
Yeah,
I love to go to Montana. I love to go to Oklahoma.
I feel like that would be awesome. That's the thing. I want to go to all these,
but I don't want to go to like Oklahoma City. You know, like no major areas like that.
Well, that's the thing. I want to go off in the middle.
I'd still go there if I was in Oklahoma. I mean, there's probably some decent stuff there.
But let me ask you this. So it was funny when we were talking about going to South Dakota. I had to think about it. I was like, where would we like fly into? In South Dakota. Let me. Do you guys know what the capital of South Dakota is? I didn't. I had no fucking idea.
Is it like Swux or something like that?
Swux.
That's how it looks on them. I mean, I'm probably pronouncing that. I'm probably botching that name, but.
Oh, you're Sioux City.
Yeah, Sioux City.
It's not.
You know?
You might think it is Sioux City because it's named after.
But, like, that's how it looks, how it's spelled, anyway.
What is it? S-I-O-U-X?
Yeah, something like that.
Which is named after the Sioux tribe.
Yeah, so it's a tribe. The capital is...
It's Pierre.
Pierre.
Yeah. But I never would have guessed that. Like, I knew it because I looked it up.
That's 761,000 people.
That's pretty big. For South Dakota? That's
big.
A big fucking city. Shit.
It looks
nice. Is it, like, urban? Like, is it, like, Boston with skyscrapers? Or is it, like...
Because
if you go to... What's the big city in Montana? Is it Big Sky?
In Montana?
In Montana?
I don't know.
I'm trying to remember. I think the capital of Montana... I remember I was looking at pictures of it, and it's definitely a capital. Like, it's big. But, like, dude, you compare it to Boston, it's nothing. Like, to us, it would feel tiny. We'd feel like we were in the suburbs.
Yeah.
That's
kind of how I felt. I went to...
like, there's no skyscrapers.
Yeah, I went to, like, Columbus, Ohio. And there's, like, one or two big... There's no skyscrapers. But there's one or two, like, office-type buildings. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, but, like... Even just the city in Ohio, like, Ohio's not a place where people fucking go.
No.
And even just the city there, it was, like, a cool place to be. Like, they have some, like, really neat attractions and stuff like that. Like, different stuff that you wouldn't find other places. And they had, like, a whole German section and stuff like that. And really cool spot. No one would ever vacation there. You know what I mean? No one would.
Yeah, man. People don't think of it as a vacation. They don't think of a lot of parts of it. Yo. You know where I want to go? I want to go to Louisiana. I want to go to New Orleans because it's a bumping city. But like
New Orleans is fantastic. But I gotta also say, I've been there.
I'd like to go to like, I don't know, I want to go to all these like little states that no one ever thinks about.
I'd go to Baton Rouge, and I'd want to go see the fucking, if I went back there, I'd want to see like the places where fucking like the battles happened and
where Andrew Jackson defeated the British
and didn't have
to in the War of 1812 after the peace treaty had been signed.
Yes.
The war ended. Andrew Jackson was
slaughters
like,
them.
Crush the British. I'd like to point out the British were still attacking the city. They didn't know the war was over either. The troops that were
yeah, there. No.
But no, he dude, Andrew Jackson led a hell of a defense of New Orleans. I mean, he fucked the British up.
Yeah, he annihilated them.
But dude, I'd love to go to Mississippi.
Yeah, like, I don't know what these places are like.
Do you know a state that literally people forget exists? Arkansas.
Oh, yeah. Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Like, I feel like I want to go to these places. Because you know what's funny? These places, they're all these southern states. I guarantee you the stereotype of southern hospitality, which does exist in the south that I've been to, like the eastern south, like Georgia, the Carolinas, Virginia, like the southern hospitality thing is real.
Oh yeah,
like that's legit. And I guess I'll include Texas with that. Not that it's the East Coast, but
yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Like Texas isn't the Texas south. Has, it's its own.
Texas has its own.
It's its own thing. Yeah. Its own culture.
Yeah,
I still love to go to Texas though.
Oh, I love
have you guys Texas. Been? Have either
yeah.
of you been?
No.
Yeah, I went to school there.
Oh right. Yeah. You were there.
But I'd love to go to Texas and just see the parts. You gotta go. I'm gonna get a steak and fucking.
Oh, dude.
The barbecue in Texas is literally on another level.
Listen
and
to
dude,
this
it's
shit.
Unfucking real.
Dude, they are so amazing that they had this place called Steak Express. Jesus. It was delivered steaks. Like cooked everything fucking with sides.
It was good.
Oh,
it wasn't
dude.
Crap.
And for cheap, it was like, yeah. to get it on base was like, $10, I think,
that's
for a
nuts.
Steak. Steak about like
an 8 ounce steak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like an 8 ounce steak.
That's fucking awesome.
Baked potato. Two rolls and another side. You can pick like coleslaw.
That's something. Fucking awesome.
And it's like a really good quality.
It was a good
steak
for a fast food.
Yeah.
Steak delivery.
While you were in Texas, you tried the barbecue, right?
Oh yeah.
Dude. It's on another level.
I love barbecue.
Like, it puts our barbecue shame. Now, I'm going to say, we have some good barbecue places. Like,
well, it's not like...
Yeah, they're like,
not,
brought here. This
yeah,
is
it's like, not
well,
like...
No, I understand that.
Barbecue.
I'm just saying, like, if you go to a barbecue place in Massachusetts, even a chain one, like, what's the place in Braintree? Tennessee's? Have you guys ever been there?
I've been there.
Tennessee's Barbecue? Huh. It's really good. It's excellent. It's great. I mean, barbecue's barbecue. You know what I mean? If you cook it right and someone knows what they're doing,
well, that's what I'm saying.
It's delicious.
Is they bring their style from the States.
Bro, when I was in Dallas, the Pecan Lodge was the name of the restaurant. Dude, holy shit. That barbecue was unreal how good it was. And it was cheap. It wasn't that expensive. Like,
well, because it's not a specialty.
Right.
Like,
it's just
here,
like a normal
it's expensive,
thing. Yeah.
But there it's like, you can buy it at a gas station.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I had this place in South Carolina called Sugar Bears. It was a hole in the wall in the side of a gas station. Mm-hmm. Best barbecue. For like,
see, those are the places that people
bucks.
Don't think of.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Like, if you look at, because one, what I was always brought up was, don't eat the food at the gas station.
Yeah. Like, dude, sometimes gas station food's
it's
the
best
bomb.
Food.
Oh, Socko, do you remember when we were fucked up at the Coast Guard station, and we went in that 7-Eleven and got pepperoni pizza at like 3 a.m. And it was
the
best
North
pizza
End?
In the fucking world.
In the North End?
Where's the Coast Guard
That's
station?
In the North
End. Yeah. Yeah,
it was the best because we were hammered.
Well, no, I understand.
That makes
I understand
sense.
That, but like it actually wasn't shit. I remember like we got the pizza, and me and you commented that we were like pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, I'm sure
Even
we
though
were.
We were fucked up, we were like, this actually isn't bad.
Probably because the North End, they don't allow chains and stuff like that. And there's,
even 7-Eleven's like, we gotta have decent
but like,
pizza.
The best like fried chicken I ever had, I was in Miami, and there was a 7-Eleven type place. It wasn't a 7-Eleven, but it was like a convenience store, and they had fried chicken like right next to the desk, and like guys making it right there and stuff like that. And we ended up going there like two or three of the nights we were there, and it was unbelievable. There was always a line for it at like midnight and shit like that, and it's just, it's a convenience store that has it, and it's like, those are the places that have the best fucking stuff.
You know what place is bomb down south? Bojangles.
Bojangles is Bojangles good. Is
legit.
Dude,
it's not bad.
It's better than KFC.
Oh, way better than KFC.
That is our comparison up north. Okay, though, you know?
I was gonna say, yeah, man.
Yo, the best fast food I've ever had, though. The best fast food I've ever had. Everyone wants to be like Chick-fil-A. No, Chick-fil-A is excellent. The best fast food ever is Cookout.
Woo!
Without a doubt, bro.
Oh, I love
Cookout. Is unbelievable.
I don't think I've ever been to one.
Dude, they literally have a grill. They're cooking on a grill in the restaurant. So like, it's a big grill.
So think of
Where are they? Burgers. There's not one in Mass.
No.
They're all down south. It was started in North Carolina. Yeah. So it's in that area.
And I think they're only in like the Carolina. Oh, yeah.
There might be one in Virginia. But yeah, it's usually
there's not a ton of them.
Yeah. But yeah, so think of like for burger side, because they got a bunch of other stuff. They got hot dogs and stuff. But think of like Five Guys, how you can have anything you want on it for no, or what? I think it's a couple bucks for some things, but like it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think a better burger, but yeah, dude. And it's like $6 for a tray, which gets you a burger, freaking quesadillas, hot dogs, pretty much like all that kind of stuff. That's like you get one side and then two sides.
That seems like a fair price than Five Guys, yeah, for sure. I mean, Five Guys
is like $10 for a burger.
Yeah, yeah, you're paying $11 at least.
Fuck that.
It's too expensive, man.
You get like two meals from Cookout.
Yeah.
Like, well, literally.
Food is too expensive in this country, man. Way too expensive.
Yeah.
And the thing about Cookout is, like, it's not shit.
No.
Like, you're eating it, it's like, oh, this is literally like a grilled chicken sandwich. Like, this is delicious.
I'd like to try that.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Because people rave about the best fast food places. Like, everybody raves about, like, from California, rave about In-N-Out Burger and shit like that.
In-N-Out is pretty good.
Did I have... Oh, fuck. What did I...
I've had it. No. It's pretty solid.
Texas,
I think it's not as big as the hype.
No, I think
it's a pretty good burger.
It's a good burger. I think Five Guys is better than that. I think it's like a cheaper version of Five Guys.
Yeah, I'd say it's a cheaper version of Five Guys. Yeah. I can see that.
Texas's thing is Whataburger, right? That's Texas's fast food burger. I'm pretty sure Whataburger is Texas's. Maybe. Anyway, I had Whataburger in Texas. That was pretty fucking good. Yeah. It was better than McDonald's, better than BK, you know.
Yeah.
It was good.
No kidding.
I mean, it wasn't, like, exceptional or anything, though. Yeah. But, I mean, for fast food, though, I was like, that was pretty good. Yeah, well, all that fast food is great, and I wish we had Cookout up here. But
I wish we did, too. I want to try it now that you guys are talking about it.
It's so good. But I'm thinking... I think we call it a night for now.
Yeah.
Put
the top of the bun on that burger and slap it away.
What?
Put it home.
Anyway.
Shove her down and wait until she comes out the other end.
What the fuck is going on right now? Are you okay?
Excellent.
Anyway, follow us on Facebook at Speakeasy Podcast 1. You can subscribe to the podcast anywhere you can get podcasts. We are on there. And we do have the Instagram, speak.podcast12, on Instagram. And we do want to announce, we do have our first sponsor. So we want to give them a shout out. Ballsy. It's a men's body wash company, specialized in nut, butt, and body wash. So...
You can bet I'll be putting that on my long balls.
Long ball Socko's gonna have the cleanest smelling balls in history.
Yeah, drag them across the face.
Clean nuts everywhere. Rub them nuts. Scrub them nuts. I'm gonna cut Carl's nuts off.
Carl, we're gonna cut your nuts off.
Fuck Carl.